So we will continue with this. Hello? We'll continue with the service to close off our reflections. We're going to have a little bit of prayer time before we close off, okay? It'll come up on your screen. We close our reflections. Can you go up a bit, please? We close our reflections by saying together, may the words of our mouths and the thoughts of our hearts be acceptable to you, God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Strong, sheltering God, we bless you for all the beautiful things of home, warmth and shelter, when the wind outside is bitter, food for the body and for the soul, treasured gifts and treasured memories, stability, acceptance, care. We bless you for the chance to be ourselves, for the tasks that weave the pattern of our days, for the sweet, familiar round of ordinary things. Together, blessed are you, strong, sheltering God. But if we have forced unfair expectation on others, taken their care for granted, helped to make of a safe place a battleground, or used our belonging to shut others out, we say together, have mercy, on us, God, of friend and stranger. Disturb our complacency. Shake our circles of contentment. Sweep through our hearts and our houses with the new bloom of your spirit. Until love
is our only refuge.
Amen. Now we're going to offer our prayers, and there are some specific prayers here, and then at the end I will leave a space if people want to add particular names or particular concerns. We'll try the best we can with a multi-Zoom. Let us pray for those whose homes are places of unhappiness, threat, or insecurity. We pray together, listen, Lord. Listen, Lord. Not to our words, but to our prayers. You alone,
you alone,
you alone,
you alone
understand and care. We pray for all whose homes have been broken by family breakdown or by dispersion. We say together, listen, Lord.
Listen,
Lord. Listen, Lord. Not to our words, but to our prayers. You alone.
You alone.
You alone.
You alone.
Understand and care. We pray also for all who have no home, especially for Andre. We pray together, listen, Lord.
Listen, Lord.
Listen, Lord.
Listen, Lord.
Not to our words, but to our prayers. You alone, you alone, understand and care. Now, is there anything else people want to pray about quickly?
Well, for those who have lost their jobs because of the current situation we're in, and there were some people who lost their jobs even before the COVID and have been sort of down in that they're looking at the current environment and thinking, well, you know, there is not any chance for them to get a job in the near future, at least while this is going on. So I pray for all those who are unemployed and who are going through this uncertainty at this time.
Thank you.
I think if we could also include people who've lost loved ones.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Home here or home for them in other parts of the world, and either through COVID or from any other environment. But the thing is to pray for those who've lost people and have not been able to fully grieve that loss, because they've not been able to say properly goodbye because of the COVID restrictions.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes.
Jan, did you have something you wanted to pray about?
That's fine. Pray to God, keep the house safe, keep my children safe, and those who are in trouble, please bless them and keep them safe. Amen.
People keep, if you didn't hear that, it was praying for people who travel and keeping them safe. Thank you, Jan. And her children. Yes.
And then we pray for all those with immediate needs that we normally pray for on Sundays on our prayer lists. Yes. We want to lift them up and bring them now. Mm-hmm. We have some who of our parish in hospital, and so we want to lift them up and ask for God's help and comfort for them.
Also for those who are on the front line. I have a niece in England who's just taken over responsibilities of a large hospital, and she needs our prayers very much, because she's confronting this every day. And we have so many of our parishioners are also on the front line in different roles, and also faithfully try to make it every Sunday. Calling in by Zoom or by phone. So to think of those and to pray for those folks.
Thank you. Lisa, did you have something?
Mine have been covered. The frontline workers, the people who've lost their jobs, people who are unwell, people who've lost family members, and my family.
Thank you.
My friends' families.
So let us put the screen up again to, we'll close off our prayers with the prayer that we were chanting. Listen, Lord.
Listen, Lord.
Not to our
words,
but to our prayers. You alone
understand and care.
Before we do the closing responses, I want to thank all of you for coming. Please feel free to join us again. And as I say, the materials, even if you can't join us, will be online on our website. The fact that we are a group of people who are taking time aside to pray really matters. And it matters to more than just us. And so thank you for that gift. And also, we also have some, if you have children or grandchildren, we have a Jesse Tree decoration kit. And if you would like that, we could send you it. And Jesse Tree is symbols of our faith over the 25 days of Christmas. And we have a coloring book, especially for children. And we also are putting on symbols on our tree of hope. And if you would like to create a symbol of hope, we'll put it on our tree. If you want to name certain people, if you want to, whatever you want to do, we'll put it on our tree of hope. Okay? Let us do our closing responses. On our hearts and our houses, we say together, the blessing
of God.
God.
In our coming and going, the peace
of
God. In our life and believing,
the love of God.
At our end and new beginning, the arms of God to welcome us
and
bring us home. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you and good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Good night, guys.
God bless.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.